Man has had his name mentioned already this morning. He's on more than I am, it would seem. Jeff Stonebanks, Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid Sussex, if you please. So welcome him back with some gardens that are open for charity for the NGS for the month of May. And your name cropped up earlier on when we were chatting to Lucy Hall, editor of Gardeners World magazine, and them opening the competition for the best space in the UK in a private garden, and your name was mentioned.
Oh, was indeed. I must be honest, I was listening, but I obviously was shut off at that point. I never heard. I'll have to listen to the play again.
You will have to. You see, you shut off at a crucial moment there. That's why it's essential listening for 3 hours. You never know when you're going to get a name check, you see.
It's very difficult on a beautiful day like today, though, Joe. You need to be out in the garden.
I know. Well, I'm not. I'm in a room with no windows, but I'm with a man who's got flamingos on a waistcoat, so all is not lost.
Well, that sounds interesting, yes, definitely. Yeah.
So, we started this with you in February, because there's a lot of gardens open for February, but when you get to May, that's when you really, I mean, you must be sport for choice in trying to come up with some recommendations for us.
It is difficult. When next month, June, is probably the worst month of the year in terms of trying to make a choice, because that's the month when you get the main gardens opening. But even so, we've got a few to mention today.
Okay.
As normal, all I mentioned will serve homemade tea and cakes and our children in free, unless I say otherwise. So we'll go over to Surrey first and have a look at those opening in the rest of the month of May. Up first is Dyer's House in Pickhurst Road, Chiddingfold, near Godalming. This is a 2-acre family garden established over the last 30 years, extended and designed by its enthusiastic owners. See colour-themed borders, fruit trees, bulbs and a 17th century barn. A large Banksia rose climbs over the house and it will open on May the 12th from 2 to 6 with entry £4.50. The second in Surrey is the Chauffeur's Flat in Tandridge Lane, Tandridge. This garden will open every day from the 21st of May through to the 27th of May from 10 until 5. The homemade teas, however, will only be available on the Saturday and the Sunday. Entry here is £5 to see the 1.5-acre tapestry of gardens with magnificent views. See imaginative use of recycled materials while specimen plants reveal an ecological haven. Over now in Sussex, there's Oakland's Farm in Hooklands Lane, Shipley, near Horsham. It opens on May the 30th from 11 to 6, and entry is £5. This is a country garden approached from a small lane along an oak lined drive leading to the house and farm. The drive opens out to an enclosed courtyard with pleached hornbeam and yew. There's also a small orchard beyond the tennis court and a wild meadow area with views to the fields. Next we have 71 Stone Rock Cottage in Chilgrove Park Road, Chilgrove, near Chichester. The garden will open on the weekend of the 26th and 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. with entry £3.50. It's a small cottage garden within the South Downs National Park, edged by woodland and fields with lovely open views across the countryside. See colourful densely planted borders with annuals and perennials and a new shaded wildflower meadow area. Now, brand new for 2018 is 70 Dale View in Hove. It opens tomorrow, Bank Holiday Monday, from 11 to 5, with entry £5. Regular viewers of Channel 4's Gogglebox might recognise Chris Butland's steed. He and his husband Tony have completely re-landscaped their garden, just 100 foot by 50 foot, over the last 3 years. It shows lush and full planting across several zones, with seating areas surrounded by mature trees. Some of its highlights are herbaceous borders, a fountain, a rose garden, shady garden, and some terraced raised beds. Also new for 2018 are Harland's Gardens. There are 4 spring gardens starting at Penland Road in Haywards Heath. They open on May the 19th and 20th from 1 to 5 with admittance £5. This group reveals an eclectic mix of town gardens designed, built and maintained by busy people who love and enjoy their gardens. They comprise awkward shapes, differing gradients, and are designed with relaxation and socialisation in mind. The gardens offer a rich cottage-style planting schemes, varied ponds, delightful courtyards, practical kitchen gardens, and habitats for wildlife. Also look out for the interesting pots and carnivorous plants. Over now in North East Hampshire, is Berry Cottage in Church Road, Upper Farringdon, near Alton. This is a small organic cottage garden with year-round interest, designed and maintained by the owner, surrounding a 16th century house. See spring bulbs, roses, clematis and herbaceous borders abound. It's open on May the 13th from 2 to 5.30 and entry is £6. This joint admission also gets you entry to the Thatch Cottage, also in Church Road. Having been somewhat neglected in the past, this 1.5-acre garden has been rescued and developed over the past 7 years. It is now a very mixed, relaxed cottage garden. The large terrace is adorned with pots, and a rock garden borders the lily pond. Now, finally for today, there is Selborne in Caker Lane, East Worldham, opening on the 19th and 20th of May from 2 to 5, with entry £3.50. This much-loved half-acre mature garden with wide views across farmland provides visitors with surprises around every corner. It features a productive 60-year-old orchard of named varieties, mixed, densely planted borders, shrubs and climbers, especially clematis. Metal and stone sculptures enhance the borders, and you can enjoy tea in the dappled shade of the orchard. So, Joe, if your listeners want to know any more of these gardens, then they can go to www.ngs.org.uk, or they can call 01483 211 535. That's 01483 211 535, during office hours Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Sorry, there we have it for May, and I hope it's a great month weather-wise, and I look forward to talking to you again later this month for the gardens that open in June, as I mentioned earlier on, the busiest month. So that will be a difficult choice, picking those to mention then.
And on a day like this, do you sit, because your garden is called Driftwood, yeah, do you sit in Driftwood, or do you work in Driftwood, or do you sit in a traffic jam like everyone else?
Well, no, we are actually going out later, and I'm regretting that decision. But no, normally I rarely sit in the garden, Joe. I'll sit down and see things that want doing. I know I shouldn't be doing it now, but I have to get it ready for June. I spent a rather large amount of money on some annuals earlier this week, and I'm in the process of planting them because, as I say, I've got to get it ready. My first visitors come on the 1st of June, so I pray there is no frost.
Right. Well, we'll join you in that prayer. The best to you and yours, to your other half, and the dog and everything else, and I hope you don't get caught in traffic wherever you're off to this afternoon. We're grateful for your time as ever. Jeff Stonebanks, the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid Sussex, who raise money for charity. Now, your garden at TIDCSA, yours, obviously.